Okay, just in case I forget, Cosmos, I could make one chapter, I could try at least, about being in Los Angeles and going to that place there where they have a demo or exhibition or whatever, showcase of this super duper motion simulator platform and the 80 FPS movie system, super realistic, and the efforts of at making a spectacular show. Well, that could kind of fall into the background, and then it was about immersive. Pulling the audience right into the scene. Of creating illusions. Researching holographic projection techniques and fog and glass. Jaipatak Swami stepped out of the simulator. Maybe we should have one of this. What shall we do with it? Well, we can make a Vimana ride through the Vedic cosmos or something. The Planetarium Project was meandering through the usual wild landscape that we were now used to. This project. And I think we should start with working out the stories that we really want to tell. And then choose the technology that can best convey it. Keeping it as simple as possible. But yes, there was the other perspective on it. The Indians loved spectacular Western technology. A mini version of what we were trying to do. I just opened in Delhi. And in Bangalore, employing Disney-style animatronics. Krishna and Arjuna, Krishna speaking the Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna, and people came to see the robot Krishna. But this exhibition was going to be huge. Some 20,000 square feet. At least. three floors, showing the three worlds of the Puranic cosmos. And that planetary model in the ceiling of Richard Thompson had got his star projector. Spitz, or whatever it's called. And it was about writing stories. But to write the stories, you needed to understand what the stories should tell. So I found myself more and more turning to the sources, the Srimad Bhagavatam, Puranas, and others with me. We were all amateurs. And fanciful theories circulated something. I don't know how to finish this actually.